This is your classic. It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it is December, which means we're probably thinking about getting on the road for the holidays, traveling somewhere now that COVID-19 isn't as much of a risk to our holiday season as it once thought it was a few weeks ago. I'm joined this morning by Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. How are you this morning, Mark?
Very good, thanks, Jordan.
So we're talking this morning about maybe thinking about getting your car serviced before hitting the road. How important is it?
Well, it is. It's a bit like exercising for yourself. You know, you don't really look forward to it, but you know you have to do it. And especially if you've got a bit of a trip coming up. So there's a couple of things you can do. Obviously, if you're really knowledgeable, you can service it yourself and save yourself a lot of money. But that's not, you know, the majority of us. So the rest of us are going to have to, you know, fork out for it. So you don't have to take it to a dealer. There's a lot of independents now that, you know, can do exactly what a dealer does, what they call logbook services. So the logbook just means it's done exactly the way that the manufacturer prescribed they have to do it. And you can save yourself some money that way. But essentially what happens with a service is inside the car there's two things. They either fluids get dirty or deteriorate, or things wear out. And that's really what a service is designed to do, is to change the oil, which gets contaminated, with the coolant, which deteriorates, the brake fluid, which also gets deteriorates and gets contaminated at various intervals. And the book will tell you when to do that. And then there's other bits that wear out that they have to have a look at. So there are things like brake pads and fan belts and those sorts of things. And then there's a last group, which is what they call the periodic replacement. So things like timing belts or timing chains that have to be changed at certain times. They might be diesel filters, oil filters, etc. So your best bet is to get a quote before you do it, because some services can be just a couple hundred bucks, or others can be sort of eye-watering numbers, north of $1,000, especially if it's one of the what they call the biggest services, those that happen at either 20, 40 or 100,000. And you don't want to have any nasty surprises, so make sure that you get a quote, and more particularly, you make sure that you're contactable during the day in case they find something that's expensive to repair. And you might want to, shoot down and have a look at it and get them to explain why it needs to be done, or if you're contactable, at least you can approve it and they can do it, so you know what's going to be ready to pick up when you get to pick it up. Otherwise, it might not do, and then you've got to get back for another trip. So a little bit to do there, you just got to plan it.
Of course, they'll leave a notice with your car with when you should be getting it serviced next, but there's nothing stopping you from getting it serviced whenever you feel like it?
Yeah, look, a personal habit of my own is that I just do an oil change. Obviously, I'm capable of doing it, but a lot of people would be able to change the oil in their car. I give it a mid-service interval oil change. It's pretty cheap. You know, it's the cheapest thing you can probably do for your car that does help with the prolonging of its life, because essentially what happens is oil gets contaminated by unburnt petrol. It runs down the sides of the pistons at various times and dilutes it from carbon that builds up in the combustion chamber. It makes its way down past the rings into the oil. So it just gets contaminated, and that gets circulated around the engine, and those bits the contaminants can accelerate the wear. So for the sake of, reasonable quality oil, mid-service, it's worthwhile dropping it out and throwing another one in.
And I guess how much should we be expecting, just a general service, just a general checkup on our car? How much should we be expecting to pay for something like that?
Look, it does vary model to model. And the reason for that is a lot of things like automatic transmissions that used to be serviced are now what they call sealed units, essentially. But when the car's built, it's put in, it's sealed with the oil in it, doesn't even have a dipstick. And the only time you need to change the oil is when you overhaul the gearbox or it leaks out, which is often a repair needed anyway. So that can alter the amount that'll do it. The cost of parts can be quite prohibitive. So, you know, the German brands have a reputation for their parts being dear as well. And you can have a look at some components, like oil filters, are often made by the same company that makes them for the manufacturer as well as the aftermarket. So in some instances, if you know where it's being sourced from, you might actually buy it cheaper by buying a non-genuine one, knowing that it's come from the same factory. So that's why I say it's always worthwhile getting a couple of quotes on your service before you go there. Now, there's a lot of people who will just go, you know what, I go to this guy, and I've been going to him for years, and I trust him, and I just do. And that's, to me, that's as good as it gets. You might be paying a bit of a premium, but you actually got a level of comfort and a level of relationship with them that's trusting, and that is worth a lot. Obviously, there's RA approved repairers out there. If you haven't got one, you can, you know, choose one of those guys, and they can look after you. And if there's any problems, the RA can always step in and look after your interests. So, yeah, there's a couple of ways of protecting yourself while at the same time minimising your costs.
No worries. Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Mark Borlay, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the REA on your Classic It's Breakfast.